T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
So, we've got Odell Beckham Jr. going to the Browns. Once the legal tampering period ends, we can all make this official in like 56 and a half minutes. And right now, we're back on the hotline because we've got Antonio Brown in Oakland. We've got the Browns getting better with, like I said, Odell Beckham Jr. And Le'Veon Bell was the other thing I think that most Steelers fans, or was the other person that most Steelers fans were very curious about. And he has found a destination, green and white, just like he wore in college at Michigan State. The New York Jets inking Bell to a deal. 4 years, $52.5 million, 35 guaranteed. We've got Manish Mehta of the New York Daily News, who is the Jets expert, really the authority on anything that happens with the Jets. Manish, how did this go down? Was this a protracted negotiation sort of behind the scenes, or was this fairly swift, and were the reports that the Jets gave him a pretty strict timetable accurate?
Well, look, I think the Jets had a firm handle on what the market actually was. You know, there was a lot of chatter throughout the course of yesterday about maybe a handful of teams, maybe even more, that were quote-unquote interested in Bell. Most of that was nonsense. I think the Jets knew pretty much all along that they were the only team willing to pay the kind of money that they ultimately paid, which, frankly, is less than Le'Veon Bell, I'm sure, wanted, but more than what anyone was really willing to pay that needed a running back anywhere close to, you know, what the Jets offered. You mentioned the numbers. We'll get more specific in a little bit about how the structure is. But just on the surface, you know, $13-plus million per year is a lot less than, you know, I think maybe Bell and his camp anticipated when they were holding out all the last season. But, yeah, they weren't swayed. I think, you know, the notion that they thought that they were getting used for leverage, I don't think that applies. In fact, I know that doesn't apply in this case because, again, I think they realized what the market was and nobody was close. So, you know, they knew that ultimately Bell would come back to them. They gave him, you know, a short amount of time to mull it over, maybe even shop it around to other places. But I think, you know, they were always going to stand firm, and they felt pretty confident that the original offer, the final offer, I should say, yesterday morning, late morning, was going to be the one that they were going to stick to and the one that ultimately would get the deal done.
Manish Mehta, New York Daily News, Jets beat writer. Manish, were you at all surprised at the overall amount of money it took to get Le'Veon Bell, or was this roughly in line with what you expected him to command?
Well, I knew going into the process that he wanted 48 over three, so $48 million you know, in hand in the first 3 years. I also knew that was probably not realistic, given the marketplace for running backs, given the fact you know, that he hasn't played in a season. So there are some other concerns and fair concerns inside the Jets organization, at least regarding wear and tear. I don't have to tell you guys about, you know, the amount of touches that he's had, the two previous suspensions that he's had, and, you know, to some degree what the motivation would be coming off a year off and landing, you know, a lot more money than he's had in his pocket to this point. But, you know, is it a lot of money? Yeah, it's a lot of money. Relatively speaking to the running back market, it's not the best, and it probably shouldn't be, and that belongs to Todd Gurley right now and probably will be topped by Ezekiel Elliott. But, you know, I thought it was a fair trade, a fair deal for the Jets. In fact, I thought it was, you know, a relative bargain given the quality of player that they're getting. So they should be ecstatic that they can get, you know, 2, maybe 3 years of really elite play out of Le'Veon Bell.
I'm interested that you brought up that there were maybe concerns about workload in general, because a lot of people here in Pittsburgh have just ripped this guy on social media for the fact that he left $14 million on the table and so forth. In your opinion, if he plays last year on the franchise tag for, let's go with the whole season or close to it, and puts up the numbers that we've seen him put up or people are accustomed to seeing him put up, stays healthy, but does get a lot of touches, do you think that would have had an adverse effect on what he would have gotten in the open market if he had that extra year of wear and tear on him?
I don't think it would have been very much different than what the offer is right now, because, again, If he hit the open market last year, I think he probably had a good chance of getting that $48 million over three, you know, topping a Todd Gurley deal. That clearly wasn't in the cards. I thought that the offer that the Steelers had given him a year or so ago was a fair offer. He probably would have been better off taking that deal. But when you look at it, you know, in the way that you positioned it, if he had played on the $14.5 million franchise tag in 2018, I fully believe, you know, barring injury and you know, expecting a Le'Veon Bell type of season out of him, I think if he had done that and then hit the free agent market in 2019, he would have gotten a very similar deal to the one that the Jets ultimately gave him. So, you know, I know there's a lot of different ways to spin it, but I think that, you know, he's never going to recoup that $14 million that he left on the table last year.
Manish, who are Jets fans more excited about becoming a part of the team, Le'Veon Bell or C.J. Mosley?
Oh, it's Le'Veon Bell, right? He's the splashy player. He's the one who's going to score touchdowns, the skill position player. C.J. Mosley, to me, is a terrific player. I think he is, you know, one of the best guys in the box in the NFL, but he is a two-down player, and he's not a particularly good pass rusher, and he's not good in coverage. The Jets had to play a premium price now. They gave him a $17 million per year deal, which is considerably more than what the top inside linebacker in the NFL makes, and that's Luke Kuechly. And Kuechly, to that point, had the largest deal in NFL history at that position, and Mosley, you know, blew that out of the water. So the Jets paid a premium. They had that luxury. I know there were other teams, the Browns, the Colts, who really valued C.J. Mosley. And I don't have to tell you guys, it's the same division as the Steelers. I mean, this guy is a real terror in the game. But I don't necessarily believe he's worth $17 million. But again, the Jets have the money to spend, so they slightly overpaid, or maybe, you know, overpaid by a few million dollars. But clearly, you know, when Frost Sundays roll around, he's going to make his impact felt.
A couple more quick questions here for Manish Mehta of the New York Daily News, Jets beat man, and the authority really on all things Jets that we've had on, of course, here before on the PM team. What is the expectation now for Sam Darnold? Like, I guess when I think of Le'Veon Bell in the fold, that's a guy who averages, I think, more yards after the catch than any running back, I believe, is just off the top of my head the Pro Football Focus number for him. A guy that makes people miss, a guy with a unique running style. Do they feel, the Jets brass, that getting him in here and getting him under the wing, you know, kind of as the security blanket for Sam Darnold, means there's a huge uptick in expectations for Darnold and the team? Do they feel like this can be transformative for them?
Yeah, and I think they should, to be honest. In addition to the other moves, Le'Veon Bell is clearly the headliner, but you mentioned C.J. Mosley, and they added a new left guard, Kelechi Osemele, before this tampering period even began with the trade with Oakland. They got a slot receiver, Jameson Crowder, who they believe can be an upgrade there. So, yeah, I think the additions that they have, coupled with Sam Darnold having 1 year of NFL experience under his belt, should make the playoffs a realistic goal. It should be. I don't know if they're going to make the postseason, and I know they only won four games a year ago, but given the fact that they believe that this is the real deal at quarterback, and they have a dynamic presence like Le'Veon Bell, who, again, probably has like a three-year window of top-notch play. I mean, they want to win now. They're clearly building for something much greater because of the young quarterback. But, yeah, I think their expectations should absolutely be playoffs. You know, this division, of course, has been owned by one particular team that shall be named, who shall be nameless. But I do think that, you know, getting to, you know, 9 wins, potentially 10 wins, I think that's realistic, because you guys have to also couple in the fact that they have the number 3 overall pick, and so that's going to be another impact player, you would have to believe, and it'd probably be a defensive lineman, maybe somebody off the edge, whether it's Nick Bosa, Josh Allen, whoever is there for them. So they will have another key piece of the puzzle added to their mix in about 6 weeks. So yeah, I think the playoffs are at expectation inside the building. There is no playoff mandate from ownership. But given the talent that they have, headlined by Le'Veon Bell, I think it absolutely should be a realistic expectation for this franchise.
Last one, Manish, and it could be a quick one here. We heard a lot about people hemming and hawing. Did this guy, Le'Veon Bell, get way out of shape in his year away from football? Did you sense any concern on the part of the Jets that that was the case? I know you mentioned sort of motivation in terms of having this much money in pocket, but was there any concern that he had let himself go in terms of football shape this year away?
Yeah, that's a great question. I had actually written about it just several weeks ago. Yeah, there was some concern about that. Now, I don't know how much Le'Veon Bell weighs now on March 13th, but there was clearly a belief throughout the league that he had gotten out of shape. And you know, I don't know what the vibe is in Pittsburgh, but I think that maybe there's a sentiment even in Pittsburgh that part of the reason that he didn't ultimately show up was because he wasn't in shape. And who knows exactly how, you know, how accurate that is, but I can tell you with great certainty that they had three teams that told me that they were concerned about, you know, what shape he was in and what shape he is in now. My understanding is that, you know, I don't know if he's at his playing weight. I think he listed 225, played at maybe 217 last year. I don't know if he's at that point, but I think that whatever weight that he had gained, you know, I think he's taken that off by now.
Manish Mehta of the New York Daily News covers the Jets. Manish, appreciate all the insights, man. Thank you.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it. Take care.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.